2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 4. Day 4. Outline. Capital D. In the fourth stage of Song of Songs, the lover of Christ is called more strongly to live within the veil through the cross after resurrection. Number 1. By living within the veil, the lover of Christ is transformed into the heavenly bodies, she looks forth like the dawn, she is as beautiful as the moon, and she is as clear as the sun. Number 2. In the maturity of Christ's life, the lover of Christ becomes the Shulamite, the feminine form of Solomon, signifying that she has become the same as he is in life, nature, expression, and function, but not in the Godhead, as the reproduction and duplication of Christ to match him for their marriage. Capital E. In the fifth stage of Song of Songs, the lover of Christ shares in the work of the Lord. Number 1. Song of Songs 7:11 shows that Christ's lover wants to carry out with her beloved the work that is for the entire world, fields, by sojourning from one place to another, lodging in the villages. This indicates that she is not sectarian in carrying out the Lord's work but keeps the work open, so that others can come to sojourn there and she can go to sojourn elsewhere. This is to keep one work in one body. Number 2. To share in the work of the Lord is to work together with Him. To work with Him, we need the maturity in life. We need to be one with the Lord, and our work must be for His body. Number 3. The Shulamite works as Solomon's counterpart, taking care of all the vineyards, the churches, and the believers on the whole earth. We must have a work that is for the entire world. This is what Paul did by establishing local churches and then working to bring them into the full realization of the body of Christ. This is the end of today's outline.